He looked for the miracle. He that because he had wealth, he had money, he could have just said anything to the man of God and he would do it. But the man of God said, go and tell him to go to Jordan. And when he go to Jordan, there is a river called the Living River Jordan. And this Jordan has an ability to cure leprosy. And he said to the man, you're going to go and swim in this Jordan, the first, second, third, and fourth, until the seventh time, you will be clean. And then the army commander looked at himself and his possession, and he said, how could I go to Jordan? There are better rivers in my city. There are better rivers in Detroit. There are better preachers in around. Why should I go far to the high place? What's the name of the place again? High place. Why do I have to go there for church service this morning? Because I have designed that place to heal you this morning. It is a Jordan and where your river. The river is supposed to wash you, to cleanse you. So anytime you listen to God's word, what it does is it cleanses your mind and repossesses you to your possession. So I tell you, what God has prearranged for you, am I talking to somebody? Yes, hallelujah. You don't go to church when they don't preach gospel. I'm not talking to somebody. Because that is your living water. Your soul thirsting for that soul. God thirsting for that water. Your soul needs water to live. And that living water is the word of God. And so when he goes to the Jordan, he says, set some in the Jordan and nothing happened. Don't the pastor, you say, I should pray. I prayed last time, nothing happened. Pray again. What did I say? Pray again. He prayed a second time by getting into the water and swimming in the water and came back again. There was nothing. Leprosy was still there. And he thought maybe the third time will be restoration. You know, we know that Jesus died on the third day, he will be restored. And so he thought if he went third time, something will happen. But he went third time, nothing happened. How many of you waited for 3 years? You were waiting for your husband, he didn't show up. The word of God prophesied that you're going to be the next millionaire. But you've got no money, you've got to tell. They say you're going to play the music the whole world, but you have no passport. And the first time he saw the Holy Ghost was shut up because, if you remember, there was a 3 men on the fire. How many of you know that story? And the fourth man was the Son of God. So he probably thought if he got the fourth time, something will happen. He went the fourth time, nothing happened. I waited for 4 years. The prophecy hasn't come to pass yet. I'm waiting. Keep waiting. Keep waiting. But you see, when you wait, don't just wait on the empty mindset. You must wait upon God's word. Because he says, I wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody here. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, let me tell you. The first time, we know that a lot of us stand for grace. He thinks he might find some grace and mercy will sustain him. He went for the fifth time, nothing happened. He came the fifth time, still nothing. Showed up. You know, quitters can never win, but winners never quit. I will not stop praising God, praying to him until I break through. Did you hear what I just said? You see, you've got to have determination and focus. See yourself before getting there. Don't look at the size of the attendant of the church, but see yourself that I'm going to the river today and to clean myself so that I'll become a new, once again, presentable before people. Because God's word cleans our iniquities and sins away and make us to become honorable and acceptable to society. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. But thank God for number 7, that sense of perfection. Seven stands for perfection. And actually, there came out of the month of 7 of your life is about to be perfected by God in the name of Jesus. He's bringing perfection to you. And as he did himself the 7 times, the Bible says he came out and the leprosy disappeared. And I tell you that as you pray, this afternoon, 7 times by shouting the name of Jesus, as the leprosy disappear, financial leprosy will disappear, sickness will disappear, parents will disappear, churches are about to disappear. And you are going to come out as a new born baby, blessed with the Holy Ghost, filled with the Lord, and you are going around telling your world, because you can never be the same again. It is when registered that when you listen to something seven times, it is registered in your conscious mind and your mindset. Because faith only comes by hearing. So the more, if I can hear God's word, you know, seven times in the week, it means that you dip yourself in the water seven times. From Monday to Sunday, count it, 1, 2, 3, 4. Every morning, get yourself into that water. Your mind refresh. You become new. And you are on your way to success. You are on your way to breakthrough. You are on your way to breakthrough, and it will blow your mind what God is going to do for you. It doesn't matter how terrible that sickness could be. It could be HIV, it could be leukemia, it could be cancer. Poor people, you know why a lot of Christians are dying prematurely? Because we don't know what we got. We don't know what we got. I want to give you some applicants. God's word is a living water. How many of you agree? Listen, let somebody broke your heart, but when you hear God's word, it fixes your heart. Let somebody disappoint you, when you hear God's word, it elevates you. God's word is the greatest thing that ever happened. Jesus brought this word to change humanity and reconcile us to our Father. I don't know if I'm in the right place. But the issue here is, how can I go to Jordan? Somebody said, okay, then I'm going to buy a ticket to go to Israel. And then I'll go to the Jordan and dip myself seven times. Perhaps I'll be healed. No. Going to Jordan without an instruction is wasting of your dollars. And you've got a greater than Jordan here that is God's word, that is has an ability to cleanse you. I don't know what you may be going through. Maybe you are going through relationship problems. Maybe anybody that comes to your way disappoints you. But you see, as you hear God's word this morning or this afternoon, it's about to cleanse you from disappointment. And there is a new opportunity coming to your way. Because it's not about the year will not end. Somebody under the influence of my voice, you are getting married. I don't know how God is going to do it. Somebody under the utterance of my voice, you are about to celebrate your wedding. Somebody under the utterance of my voice, you are about to break through in your business. You are just about to see the goal that you have been waiting for. Let's keep that anointing in the name of Jesus. Can I hear somebody shout hallelujah? Come on, give some noise for me. Can I hear somebody shout hallelujah? Oh, come on, I can't hear you. Can I hear somebody shout hallelujah? Can I hear somebody shout hallelujah? How can I hear somebody shout hallelujah? Oh, give me another hallelujah. Can I hear you giving me another hallelujah? Ah, give me another hallelujah. Listen, I want to talk to somebody here. Take your seat. I want to talk to somebody here. This is a reality. This is the truth. The day you got born again, Jesus became the living water. Oh, how I wish you know this. You know me? I can't be sick. I can't be broke. I can't. I just can't. My days of brokenness is gone. My days of sickness is gone. Because I'm born again. I don't know about you. I don't know what you say about yourself. I don't know. I don't know. That is inside us. What is he talking about? No, come on, let's just be real. He said, greater is he that is inside you than the one that is in the world. What is he talking about? His word that is inside you. He said, the word are hidden in my heart. that I will not sin against you. You see, because the word cleanses us. When people give up on you, when you compel yourself, when even the devil gives up on you, the word of God uses you, the word of God will teach you, the word of God sets you up for a breakthrough, the word of God brings things around for you, the word of God brings things around for you. I know who I am.
Thank you.
Do you understand what it means? Hello? Do you understand what it means? Okay, how does that river flow? Talk to me.
From inside of you.
From inside of you. Okay, listen here. I got this for you. Inside you, you have a man. Inside you, you have a heart. When your mind thinks, it possesses the thought into your heart. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth now proceeds and speak it out. It means that if you want to become a millionaire, you want to speak upon it. That is why the woman of the issue of blood, she didn't wait upon anybody. 12 years she tried everything and she said, but the day she stopped after it, she possessed herself. She said, I put the care to the ground. And I said, hey, Moses, I will be there. This was not saved by the enemies. It was not the disciples of Jesus who called that woman. She made up her mind. I made up my mind. Say, I made up my mind. To be made whole. I made up my mind to become successful. I made up my mind to run that prematurely. I made up my mind that I will live long. I made up my mind that I am saved and holy. I made up my mind that I will never be broken and I get my mind. Five minutes, we are through. I want to talk to somebody 5 minutes more. Can I do that? Now, it's important for you to understand that your blessings is not outside. You know, some people say, we have generation curses. Have you heard people say that? They say, we just average people and we have a generation curses in our family. But let me tell you, when you are born again, you become a seed of Abraham. You have a generation blessing. If there is a generation curses, then there is a generation blessing. If there is a generation curses, then there is a generation blessing. There are also, we are a partaker of a divine nature of God. We can make just like God. We can create anything. You can create your music. You can create anything you want to create. God, the heart of your belly shall flow vision, shall flow physical, shall flow deliverance, shall flow blessing. I'm pregnant with something. Out of me. Not out of my neighbor, not out of somebody that doesn't like me or doesn't like my nose, but out of me, shut out of me. My millions are inside me. My feeling is inside me. It's sitting in my belly. I speak it socially in the name of Jesus. So when you say you're going to make it, you will make it. When you say you're going to break through, you'll break through. 3 minutes. We got 3 minutes. We got 3 minutes. Now listen to this. If you know out of your belly shall flow the rivers of living water, it means that the word that you speak must always be apparent with God's word. So when the system are saying they are going down, you don't say you're going down. When everybody says they are sick and tired of living, you don't speak that language because that one is corrupt. But it is water that is corrupt, that if you drink it, it will affect your organs and kill you. When you speak that way, you are going to be broke soon. And when you say, I'm afraid, it's not good. It's an English word, but it's not a biblical word. When you say, I'm afraid, you can't make it. Oh, no. God never give us a spirit of fear. I am bold like a lion of Judah. I love all things who Christ has strengthened me. I know who I am. I can never say I'm going down. He said, honey, I'm going down. I'm afraid I'm going to die. You will die because you say that. So out of your belly shall always flow words that encourage somebody. When you speak, you must speak living water. When the whole world is in crisis and they are about to break down, you come there and say, honey, don't worry. Jesus is by our side. We will surely make it in Jesus' name. I heard a bishop sharing a testimony how they possess the church and they want to take away the church. They were speaking God's word. They stand firm for the whole year. And they brought it back. When you stand firm and you don't think on the day of the adversary, you will get your blessings back. You will get your tribe back.
For you to see the manifestation power
of God. You don't hear me? So when they came back the next day, the disciples said to Jesus, "Hey, Master, the priest is dead." He said, "But I told you so, that if you say anything in your heart and you don't doubt it, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water." 1 minute, 45 seconds. Hear it out. A man of God that was in the ministry for 30-something years, his daughter-in-law, who laughs and paralyzed, the devil is always ready to kill and to destroy. And this woman was not a sinner. She was not fornicating. She is a praise and worship leader in the church. The fact that you do everything right does not mean that attack will not come your way. But when attack do come, there is a woman that is able to praise you. They took this young lady to a hospital, and she was in coma. The husband is a very young man. And they called the pastor, they called the young man and said, "Get ready to bury your wife because she can't make it." She was not talking. For the past 7 days, this woman could not talk, could not eat nothing. I am standing on the holy ground. I cannot tell you lies. This is the truth and gospel. The pastor somehow got hold of my numbers. He called me and he said, "Man of God, I have prayed, I have tried everything. But you know what? We don't see any difference. But I heard about you, and I believe that God can use you to do." I said, "I believe so too." He said, "Make your way to the hospital." I said, "That's going to cost you diesel in my car." He said, "That's not a problem." We drove down there with my pastors, and we told all the doctors, "Could you excuse us just for 5 minutes?" And I told the husband, "I'm going to prove to you that we carry something within us. There is an anointing." I said, "There is an anointing inside you. But until you are aware of it, until you are conscious of who you are, the devil will keep messing you up. But if you know who you are, you'll be born like a lion and do what God has called you to do." When it's beyond medication, when it's beyond doctor, when it's beyond everything, it's not beyond God Almighty. I told the young man, "Your wife will not die." He was crying, Bishop. He had fear all around his eyes, knowing that his wife, beautiful wife, is about to die. And I stood there with my pastor. I said, "May God be a witness. And may you doctors and nurses here be a witness that this young lady will not die. It is an attack of the devil, but the water, the living water, is about to kill her." We lay a hand on her, which I'm going to do. If you are here and you have incurable sickness, you have a cancer, you have a sickness that I have told you about to die out of it, get ready, because I'm going to lay a hand on you, and you are not going to die. How many of you agree that next time I'm coming to revival? When you turn on this woman, we speak God's word, which is the living one that flew out of us. Enter into her. I told the husband, 3 days' time, 3 days, if nothing happens, don't call me again. Exactly 3 days. The woman came back alive. There is something great inside you. And you know what happened? They came to our church. They belong to the father is the pastor. The boy is the keyboard in church. They are committed in church. But every Thursday when I'm having a miracle service, they are there. That is nothing. I was in England just before coming down. I lost my first ticket, and I go buy another one. Bishop says, "Son, I'm waiting for you. Come over as I'm coming." And listen to this. A woman that I've never met before, she worked in the embassy of America. and she is connected to the prison of Botswana. And I'm planning to go and plant a church in Botswana, but I don't know how to get there. And God lead me to this woman. And the man phoned and prophesied over the man. I said, man, I saw you going through this, and this is what is happening to you, and this is what God is doing. And when I stopped praying with this man, I shared that with the prophetess. There was a thunder in the house. He thought it was raining. He went off and there's no rain, but God forced become a thunder in the house. And he speaks. 6 months before I come to church, the woman called me back and said, the man said he's expecting 5 million rand. I don't know how many dollars, but that's quite a lot. And he said, as you pray and that door open, the 10% of it is for you. Your blessings does not depend how many people you have spoken over, but it depends on divine appointment and arrangement and how God directs you to people. And after this meeting, you are going to speak into your future. You are going to prophesy into your future. You are going to say, I know somebody. You are going to challenge yourself about somebody. Stand up in your future and shout, hallelujah. Next time I'm coming, I'm bringing mega testimony. We'll put it in the screen. You see, people that told me crap, things crawling in their stomach and it came out. You watch people that got up from the witches. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now listen, this is not a magic. It's the power of God. I'm conscious of it that there is something inside me. I don't know about you, but there is something inside each every one of us. When we become born again, the living water, the greater than Jordan, is inside us. Yeah. Did you hear what I just said? You will sing and the people will walk. This is what the church is waiting for. People are waiting for the manifestation of the sonship. Receive an anointing. People are waiting for the manifestation of the sonship of God. Guys, ready? Come. Come. You, come. Come. Yes, come. Just come. Somebody help me out. Thank you, Bishop. The rest of you can sit down. Sit down. Sit down just for this. For just a second before we pray. We're just going to pray for 2 minutes. Lift up your hand, Mama. I see a new glory coming. Because the Lord said to me that there is something that is stressing you. And you have been asking the question, how am I going to do this? But the Lord is saying to me that there is a new glory. I don't know how God is going to do it, but he said there is a new glory, a new opportunity, a new door is going to open. And when that door opens, stress is gone. As I'm talking right now, there's something stressing you, worry you. And anytime you put your head down, you think about it. And you don't have the solution, but the Lord says he has the solution for you. He has the solution for you. Watch out. Watch out. Within a 3 month's time. Watch out. Within a 3 month's time. But there's a process in the realm of the Spirit. But God said there's a glory. There's a glory. There's a glory. You belong to this church? You don't belong here. Another church. You're just visiting us this morning. You don't arrive here by coming. Because when you go back again, you're taking a testimony. Listen to me. Listen to me. Before all these present things start worrying you, there have been a lot of bad dreams that you just have a dream, you don't understand them, you had a dream, you're trying to understand the dream, but you're not getting it because it just keeps cutting. But the Lord is saying to me that this time around, he's going to speak to you in the way that you will understand. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's going to speak, what I'm telling you is true for. It's true, but somebody put your hand together for Jesus. Now, God is going to purify your life. God is going to purify your life. After this meeting, there is a glory of God coming upon you. And I want you to be speaking positive word. Speak God's word. When everybody says, no, you come in out of, what do you think you're going to do? I'm born again. As we pray for people quickly in the next 3 minutes, we just want to sing this song and go, who is wonderful, my Jesus, who is wonderful, our Jesus, who is wonderful, our Jesus, who is wonderful, our Jesus, who is singing for him. I will sing for him, who will sing for him. I will sing for him, who will dance for him. I will dance for him, who will dance for him. I will dance for him, oh, hallelujah. I will dance for him, hallelujah. I will dance for him, hallelujah.
Let it flow. God put in your heart to ask us, what should we do? Giving, in our giving. Okay. I want you to get an offering in your hand. People of God that can get at least $50. He's come all the way over the water. And we don't want to mistreat somebody that comes from all over the water. And let me tell you, he was in London. And somebody took all of his money. Every guy took his, I think they even took his, they took over $1,500 from him. And he had to purchase another ticket. So God, we ask, I'm telling you, plant faith. Get up in your hand to plant. God's using him, and God's using him in miracles. And he's come to confirm, you know, the bishop allowed me to preach at least 3 or 4 weeks, and we preach healing one. That God will get ready to get up with it. And everybody needs that. We know God's going to do what he promised, and he's never talked about it before. He doesn't know that we preach it. God has confirmed that if you go through the waters, and if you go there, and you will come to the prophet. God, shut up, there is no way, God. Let you do it in a magnificent way. Put something in your hand and come. And I'm telling you, if you can do 50 hours, if you can do 21, I need you to have that kind of faith. Bishop, thank you. $50. Would you come with what you can do? Put it in your hand. But let's go mistreat the man of God that comes all the way from Africa. Let's go mistreat him. Lay at the apostle's feet. God, I worship you. Thank you, precious. Come and stand, man of God. We're going to ask them to put it at your feet. Come on,
Thank you.
You are healed. Go and check that because you are healed. Oh, it's cheap, my God. Heal, Father. I command strong. Fall in the name of Jesus. There's an anointing over this one, right?
Number two,
want you to show a special seed before I leave. And bring it. I'm going to pray for you. But write among the grave of my and test it on your face. Because I saw you walking in the middle.
Like a river,
let it all over me.
God is now. The river.
Like a sea.
There is no something you want. Come on now,
I thank the Lord for Deacon Rob, brother coming, being a part of the ministry. We're going to keep praying that God's doing everything he got for us. We're going to pray that God's doing the Holy Ghost speaking to us. We're going to pray that God's doing our brother to the end of this. We got a brother there on the side. Brother Michael, we're going to get y'all in the prayer room. I feel like I'm going to leave alone. Singing is a part of my ministry. I just can't help it sometimes. There's two times I want to sing. When somebody's kind of singing, and can't sing. And when somebody can really sing, I'm going to help them finish singing. And two times I want to preach when somebody gets up and messing up and ain't preaching. Let me preach this man. And when somebody really preaches, let me have a piece of that. Praise the Lord. Now, Sister Hattie has an announcement to make for people because we won't see y'all again the next Sunday. And if y'all plan on going somewhere, I pray God's traveling mercies upon you. I was thinking that I was going to be going somewhere this week, but my wife has scheduled us till I can't get away. Just right now. So I'm going to get away before the month is out. But we had a show up good time at Holy Convocation. Y'all have been Holy Convocation. Y'all missed it.
You don't know what you missed.
Amen.
I want to thank all of you that made Holy Convocation happen. And we're so grateful for all of you that worked so hard to help us make it happen.
Yes.
We're grateful for you, and we don't know what to do without. We wouldn't even want us to be without you. I want you to know, if you'll remember the young man, the gentleman that came, he appeared to be Chinese, but he was from
Taiwan. He's a
Taiwanian. He was Taiwanian. Looked like he's from Korea, but he talked about Korea because they go to the mountain.
Yeah.
But he's Korean. He's
he goes to Dr. Cho's church. We've been there.
Yeah. But if you'll recall, one of the things that's happened in the city of Detroit is that they're bringing multiple amounts of money to our city, millions and millions of dollars. People are coming from all over the world to see vintage cars. If you have one, we're going to need it to be on display. And then if you do not, they simply are going to bring to me vouchers that will start for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And so if you would like to be a part of that and go, I will have those tickets. I'm going to get them in my hands and all for tomorrow. But I need you. We need a bus load. We really need our bus to be sitting out in
both rows.
Yeah, we need both of our buses because these people have decided to plan into what we do. They have millions and billions of dollars, and next year I plan to have some of those.
I'm going to jump the gun. This year before this year is out.
I'm talking about from them.
This year before this year is out, they're going to give me $1 million.
That's right.
We're going to build that new church out there in Easton. We're going to build that. Y'all are with me on this.
One of the things is that, and in the morning on the Mildred Gaddis show, around 9 o'clock, you can listen, and we'll be talking to him, and you'll get probably some more instructions. But you will get an email sometime tomorrow telling you where we're going to meet for the bus, because we want every person in our church to come and go with us, and our Detroit church as well. So we will be combining, and we will go, and probably we'll need a couple of buses to go for those that will respond. But to get that kind of invitation, and let me tell you what else. You know that we were given space, like $3,900 worth of space in Cobo. So if we want to spend, if we want to sell something, we can. It has to bless our church. So if you would like to be a part of that, let me know. And help, because I'm going to need help. I can't do it alone. But we have space, the largest space that there will be, an area that will be given, sold. They're selling $4,900 worth of space. Well, it's ours. One of those spaces is ours. So I'm going to need a team of people to come on, let's go to Cobo Hall and sell stuff to thousands and thousands of people that are coming from all over the world. Y'all with me? Okay, so let's do that. And we look forward to it. Now, one more announcement, Bishop. We have some of our friends that have come by. I think the youth president of Community Apostolic Church. And on Thursday night, I believe that's when it began, it's Pastor Justin. Right? Okay? And we'll give you a card. It's for young people, and there's a Young People's Revival. And we do need to show love to others so they'll show it to us when it's our turn. And so Minister Sean has some of the flyers, I believe. And if not, then we have a few left. And, there he is. I didn't see you. He's got them, and he plan to give them to you and invite you. So get on the bus and go with John. Minister Sean is willing probably to drive a van and take you with him. You've got to learn to do that thing. You know what? If you keep as young people doing nothing, you're going to be young people doing nothing. But if you want to do something, you got to get with people that's doing something. And you need to go and be a part of that. We're releasing you to be able to go. We trust that church. Friday, the 17th. Okay? It's in Detroit, isn't it? Okay.
It's going to be at the Empathy Church.
It's down the street from us.
Yeah.
We meet here at 6. So you're willing to get the things from here at 6 o'clock. How many young people want to be a part of something good? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They're in the van load. And you don't have to be so young. Because, see, I'm young enough to go. Now look how y'all live.
And I know I'm young enough to go.
Bishop, young enough to go. We young people. Y'all, you know, your pastors are not young, old folks. Amen. Do we look like young people act like old people? That's what I'm talking about.
I just preached at that church this year.
And they're good people.
Amen.
So
Amen.
We trust them. And we know that they will release you to come on back after you're gone.
So we want the saints. I tell you what, not just young people, we want all the saints.
Oh, okay, let's go.
High praise to go there Friday night.
That's that look, won't it?
The bus will come out here. The bus will pick you up. My son is a good dad. He drove that 21 passenger all through a holy convocation. He took the saints on tours through Detroit. So he knows what he's on. Thank God for my son. He can come back working with his dad, working close, and that's wonderful. What pastor do you know don't want his son working close to his dad? Amen. All right, let's look to the Lord. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Father, we thank you now for what we've experienced here today. We thank you for Bishop Miracle Nadi from South Africa who has blessed us today with water. Water that flows from the belly like rivers of water. Now, Lord, bless him as he goes back to Africa. Bless everything that he does from this time forward. We thank the Lord for the saints who might be willing to go with me when I go. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. He will be with us. Tuesday at 12 o'clock. He will be preaching at headquarters Tuesday at 12 o'clock. So let the word of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Now, we're going to do this a little different. I want to close it out with a big round of applause and everybody shout amen. Just put your hand together and shout amen. Come on, shout amen. God bless you. God bless you. You may be dismissed.